they told us, the people of Hama, they all of him, they are terrorists and criminal, and we have to kill them all. We have to clean the city from him. That's what we hear. They said they have weapons and they killing people everywhere, so we have to defense. Nobody have a weapon. We see people in the street protest, you know. They have nothing, kids, women, you know. And then we start shooting people everywhere. We start go house by house, and we take people from, you know, the houses, and we put him on the wall without even to ask him, what's your name, what's your idea, what's your job, what are you doing here? That's what happened. We stayed 3 years doing that, and we kill people everywhere. You see the bodies everywhere. You see the, you know, smell bad because the body stay a couple of days. Nobody pick him up. We don't ask, what's your name? We don't ask about the idea. It just doesn't matter. Sunni, Shiite, Alawi, girls, boy, old, young. We kill everyone, everybody. You know, sometimes we kill the kids like 6, 7, 3 years old by the tank because we attack the houses and the buildings and people living inside. And of course, if every house has a kids and children, we kill them all. We bury too many thousands of thousands of people alive. We bury him with the dead people, you know. I will never forget anything. Everything I have it, like when I spoke to you now, I have it front of my eyes. I remember everything. I remember all the blood in Hama. Mm-hmm. The order is three people in Syria. First one, Hafez Assad, the president. Second one, Rafaat al-Assad, his brother, the one he's in London, Rafaat al-Assad. Third one, it's Ali Haider, a chief of the Wahdat Khasa, the special forces. This is three people, they gave the order to kill. My commander, his name Ali Haider, and we see him every month, sometimes every 1 month and a half, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. We talk to him, he talked to us, and they give us the order, just kill. This is the order. We kill people handicapped, sick on the bed. We go inside the houses. We see people sick. They have medication, you know, they have oxygen. Some people, they don't see, they don't hear. They have blind, you know. We kill them. Every street, we go street by street, street by street. We go inside the houses, house by house. We take these people, we collect these people, and we put at the end of the street. And we kill him. See, sometimes we collect like 400 people, sometimes 200, sometimes 600. I swear on my kids, until now, I wake up, I talk to myself, I cry. Always I have dreams, bad dreams, you know. Because I remember everything. What I see, it's too much. We bury live people, live innocent people. We kill girls, women, pregnant women. They kill the pregnant woman by the knife. They kill him sometimes in the neck, like you kill a lamb or a goat. I swear, believe me. And I speak out now because now maybe somebody listened to this, what I'm saying, and said, you know what? We have to do action. We can't just keep our mouth shut and we hear this, what happened in Hama. We have to bring these people to justice.